Hello, everybody. Nice to have you here. As Lana mentioned, we're talking about the OpenQM project today and how one can manage different types of virtualization with the OpenQM server. First, my name is Matt Reschenberg. I'm the project manager of OpenQM, currently working as a freelancer. And yeah, let's come to the agenda. First, I would like to give you a small overview of what OpenQM is. Just a question, how many people or who does already know OpenQM? Not very many, so we will have to make this overview in any case. Then we talk about a bit about virtualization in general, different types of virtualization, what's the best to choose for which application, for example. Then in how OpenQM deals especially with different types of virtualization by the help of a virtualization layer inside the server. The storage implementation, storage integration for especially for virtualized machines, and details about the different available OpenQM virtualization plugins. And of course, there will be time for questions and a discussion. So first, what goal we want to solve with OpenQM? A typical situation data center, we found out that there are normally many different islands with special installations, different utilities, loosely connected tools to monitor and manage those data centers, different SLAs for each island, many or not just one system administrator, but many. And all this we want to try to cover with OpenQM by having a monitoring and deployment server, which is implemented in a pluggable way so that we can add features and functionalities on the fly by additional plugins. So we try to keep the base server very small. And in every data center we come in, we notice that system administrator may have special tools which he don't want to lose, and he still continue with it. So he can simply integrate these special tools into OpenQM by a plugin and get a single management console for the whole data center. So this is the goals. In general, we try to reach this goal by separating the different modules in the data center, like storage, like the physical hardware, the network, and then abstract all those services through virtual environments. This is a term we use for your service you want to deploy. It can be a web server, a database server, applications, or whatever server. And with this virtual environment, we can configure how OpenQM should run this service. That means what are the hardware requirements for the service? Should it be clustered? Does it need to be high available? And so on. All these parameters are going into the virtual environment configuration. And then those virtual environments can be stopped and started with a single mouse click. I'm coming to the special virtualization thing very soon, but just to give you an overview about what OpenQM is and how it is doing things. In general, the OpenQM uses network booting for getting the most flexibility out of the data center, so it can rapidly provision and deploy server images to physical hardware. Okay, short about the project history. OpenQM is derived from a commercial project was called QRM, and it was open sourced in the beginning of 2006. We're an active project at SourceForge, and development is now being taken over by the community. So let's talk a bit before we go into details how OpenQM manage virtual machines. Let's go a bit over virtualization in general. We have basically three types of virtualization currently available. This is full virtualization. We can run unmodified guest systems with a bit more overhead. We have this power virtualization, which needs a modified guest system, but it has much better performance. And we have a very light virtualization types like Solaris Zones or Linux vServer, which are doing virtualization of based on isolation. Means it's a single kernel virtualization model, which just separates the virtual machines by, for example, another process stack. In general, the sysadministrators should select the type of virtualization which fits best to the service they want to deploy. For example, when it comes to Oracle, we heard the Oracle VM talk tomorrow. People will choose Oracle VM or VMware or something like that. When it comes to web hosting companies, which just need to bring up like a masses of virtual web servers for renting to their customers, system administrators should better choose a light virtualization type or the parallel virtualization type to reduce the performance overhead. So why I'm talking about this? When we are in a phase or in a situation as a system administrator where we need to select which kind of virtualization type we want to use, we always have to look at the application, and depending on that, we may need to choose several and not just pick one and go with it. Because for some application, this may be not very useful. So we end up basically in the need to support different different virtualization types in the data center, depending on what services we wanna deploy or provision to our users. We all also know that those different virtualization technologies we see nowadays are kind of very different to each other. Most of them have different disk images types or configuration files, which are not generic from one type to another. So with this problem can be solved easily with OpenQM because it provides a generic virtualization layer on top of the different virtualization types. This is implemented within the server. Here we more or less have everything. What we see right now with the current type of the virtualization is that we are moving into a direction of appliance-based deployment. That means operation systems are not being really installed very often from the scratch, but images are being taken from either existing servers or provided by some virtualization vendor. You just download an image, a big file, and you put it into your virtualization technology and just start it. So with OpenQM, we are going exactly this way to an appliance-based deployment for virtual machines and also for physical machines in the same way. So that's why we implemented a virtualization layer which conforms different virtualization types, and the differences between the virtualization technologies are then implemented by smaller plugins. That means for each common virtualization type like VMware, Xen, QEMU, or Linux vServer, we have a plugin for OpenQM which interacts with the virtualization layer. This layer provides support for transparent migration from physical to virtual machines. How we are doing this? In OpenQM, I just said it before, everything is managed by netbooting, and we also took the appliance-based deployment and OpenQM provides utilities to capture existing servers and transform it to a server image, which is then hosted or located on a storage server. And from this point, it can deploy this server image to either physical resources, like physical hardware, or virtual machines from any type. The server images or an image-based deployment has some more advantages, not only for the virtualization, but also server images I can create, and those are known to work images. For example, I have a web server image, which acts as a kind of template. I know that this image works fine, and when I'm deploying it, I can just say to OpenQM, use this web server image on the remote storage and deploy it to my physical machine over there, or deploy it to my virtual machine inside some hypervisor without any changes on the server image itself. It means the migration from physical to virtual is completely transparent. Storage integration is a big deal especially for virtualization and for this image-based deployment, because the server images are located on big storage servers, and these storage servers are providing features like fast cloning. For example, NetApp or with LVM2, we can clone or snapshot existing images and use this snapshot to deploy them. This means we're coming to a point of a mechanism called golden images, or we call it golden images, meaning having several server templates which are never going to be deployed directly to physical or virtual machines, but they are cloned in the moment they should be deployed, and then the snapshot is deployed instead of the real template. So I'm never touching a template anymore, but I'm just cloning, or OpenQM just clones existing server templates on the fly during deployment, and then deploys the snapshot. This has several advantages. First, the snapshot does normally not take all the space, like the full image, but only the change bits are being saved on the storage server. And the second, I already have my server images then on the central storage, which is the great place for backup and restore. OpenQM itself can automate this deployment, and with initiated by network booting, it can deploy those server images on the fly, which means deployment time in OpenQM becomes boot time of the system, because the cloning procedure does not take a second, and when the image is ready, it can just be deployed during boot up. Let me just lose some words about deployment methods. I said that we are using network booting to control the nodes or the servers, either physical or virtual. We have different deployment methods based on this net booting. First is NFS, NFS root. Everybody knows it. Has its advantages. It's very flexible. Has also its disadvantages. Not everybody likes NFS. We also provide a feature called iSCSI boot. It's a quite new mechanism. iSCSI is a new storage server type which does which offers a remote block access to a remote block device via the SCSI protocol on top of IP. So with the OpenQM iSCSI deployment method, we can get rid of all disadvantages known by the NFS deployment, and also benefit from having a standard file system like Extended 3 or RiserFS on the block device, which then is attached during deployment from the storage server to the physical system via network. And the physical system just, or the deployed system just sees this remote block device as a local SCSI disk. And especially because of the internal file system caching of Extended 3 and Riser FS, for example, you get a much better performance than compared to NFS root, because when on NFS every read and write goes immediately through the wire. With iSCSI root, the reads and writes, for example, are going through the file system cache, and the system will write it through the wire when it has time. So you gain some performance through that. We also have a deployment method called a local deploy. It means we take a local disk image dump, put it on the storage server. This is the gathering stage for creating a server image. And then OpenQM can dump or restore this disk dump to any of the available systems again to for deployment. The fourth deployment method in OpenQM is local installation. We integrated with Linux CUE, which provides a kind of auto installation for different Linux distribution. And this, all those deployment methods can be used for either physical or virtual machines. So, in general, OpenQM is not only a GUI for a virtualization host, but it's a deployment system which also can deploy your hypervisors, like the Xen host or VMware host. And while deploying them, you can directly manage the virtual machines on the virtualization hosts. OpenQM also can create clusters on the fly, meaning with OpenQM I can create very easily a cluster of shared Xen hosts, all using the same file system image. So it's a single system image cluster of Xen hosts. And on each of the resources of the physical machines inside this cluster, partitions can be created and being managed and also live migrated from one system to another within the single system image cluster. This is all good for load balancing and scalability. This clusters of shared hosts, shared virtualization hosts, they can scale up and down automatically. That means if more virtual machines should be added, we can, and the cluster itself cannot stand the load anymore, we can just add nodes, physical nodes to the cluster, and then create new partitions or new virtual machines on this specific host, or migrate existing virtual machines from loaded virtual hosts to less loaded Xen hosts, for example. So the partition itself can be depends on the on the virtualization host type. We have different types of partitions. The partitions, the virtual machines, and depending on which virtualization technology is used, there are different commands to manage the partitions. For example, for Xen, we have the XM command. For VMware, we have VMware CMD. Linux vServer is using vServer control or something like that. And the different commands and Let me start again. When a partition or when a virtual machine in OpenQM is going to be rebooted, the normal way of rebooting a physical machine in OpenQM is that OpenQM sends a reboot command to the machine. If the machine is a partition, it must not send the reboot command directly to the machine, but to its virtualization host. So the virtualization host can then run, for example, xmreboot to reboot the partition. In OpenQM, those partition commands are mapped and then executed on behalf of the host resource. Meaning, if we want to reboot a partition, if it's a Xen partition, the reboot command will go to the Xen host, and the Xen host will then run xmreboot. If the virtualization host is a VMware host, it will run VMware command reboot. So the administration itself for virtual machines is just like for physical servers, because those mapping is completely transparent to the user, and you just say to the system, he just can say reboot this machine, and either if it's virtual or physical, it will reboot. Partitions then can also move easily from one virtualization host to another. I just said it, we can build clusters of virtualization hosts and then move either live migrate or cold migrate virtual machines from one host to another. Another advantage of OpenQM in general is that you have an integrated resource management, which also covers your virtual machines. Meaning, you have in OpenQM a list of available machines which can be used for deployment. And when you created some new virtual machines, they will just come up in this list as new available resources ready for deployment. They are just not from the type physical machine, but from the type partition. And if it's a VMware, it's a VMware partition, or Xen, it's a Xen partition from different types. So let me tell you about a bit more about the specific implementations of the different virtualization technologies in OpenQM. We first integrated with Xen because it's a famous open source virtualization product. The OpenQM can automatically deploy Xen hosts, and on the host you can then create virtual machines. And for each virtual machine we have configuration page where you can change the configuration of the virtual machines on the fly. This is all integrated within the OpenQM user interface. There's also a Xen consoler where you can access the command line from the partition from within the web interface. And the Xen plugin also supports live migration. So here's a screenshot from Xen configuration page of an existing, already existing partition. In general, partitions are being created within OpenQM in a similar way or in the same way for all virtualization types. That means in OpenQM we have a page for creating partitions, and this looks the same. This looks the same if it's VMware, Xen, QEMU, or Linux vServer. There's no difference. The difference for the configurations are. Let me start again. For each virtualization type, we then have different configuration options, of course, which are implemented in a separate page for each different virtualization type. So this is the Xen consoler within the OpenQM user interface. So we directly can access the partitions command line. So then there's the QEMU plugin. Also, OpenQM automatically deploys your QEMU virtualization host for then creating partitions on it. OpenKVM supports the KQEMU acceleration module and also KVM. It means you can run the QEMU plugin with full virtualization. Then we have the Linux vServer plugin. Linux vServer is a very light virtualization type based on isolation, and it's very it's very useful for creating lots of small virtual machines for example for a web hosting company. Those Linux vServer virtual machines have very, very less overhead. We also have the VMware plugin, provided by Clusters, who is doing some commercial plugins and add-ons for OpenQM. It manages existing VMware server. That means it does not deploy VMware ESX or GSX server, but you can manage your existing VMware servers with it, and it's based on the VMware API. So a typical reference installation for OpenQM is it makes sense to have the OpenQM server itself running in a high available setup, meaning means an active passive standby, because you don't want to lose your data center management system and create a single point of failure. We also recommended a distributed setup using a remote database, if possible, a high available database, and of course dedicated storage servers for providing the fast cloning features, for example. We also interface with Nagios. That means we have a plugin for enhanced monitoring with it, and since the virtual machines in OpenQM are abstracted and handled in the same way as physical machines, also all the additional plugins for managing systems with OpenQM are can be used for the virtual machines too. When for storage server integration, we recommend the LVM plugin, which provides fast cloning features. So if you don't want to spend your money on NetApp, you just can simply transform a standard Linux box into a fast cloning storage server for OpenQM using the LVM management plugin. So we're having this appliance-based deployment, which we are concentrating on. But you will say, sure, I can deploy lots of clones from my golden image. But every clone needs to have a specific configuration for my customers or for a web server, for my database server, whatever. This can be easily achieved with the Puppet plugin. There's the project manager of Puppet is also here at LCA, and he has a talk later this week. You just can recommend it. Puppet is an automatic configuration management utility, also integrated now with OpenQM, where you just can put your specific configuration recipes in OpenQM, and Puppet will care about the adapting and pre-configuring the clones, the server images, which are made from the golden images, and it will automatically configure it to the specific needs of the users. Or another way is to give the actually end user the possibility of managing his own servers. by the Wetman plugin, so you just can guide the user to its own Wetman user interface to configure its machines. Then, of course, depends on the needs of the application and of the services. We want to virtualize the Xen or VMware or QEMU plugin or the Linux vServer plugin will be installed on the OpenQM for supporting the different virtualization types. This is now everybody likes those diagrams, and so I have put some ongoing projects, diagrams of ongoing projects here. This is a teaching center setup which a friend of mine, Thomas Halinka in Germany, is working on to create this. So a single OpenQM server, and you see there are many virtualization hosts deployed, and each host has its virtual machine to provide different services in each teaching room. This is an example of a web hosting setup. This is made with Xen. It can also be made with Linux vServer in exactly the same configuration. We have those four virtualization hosts and one as a standby for scalability or in case one domain crashes. And each host has a lot of smaller virtual machines. This is also an ongoing project, a bit more advanced setup. So with a RAID storage server and some more clouds of where different virtualization types are used. So, as a summary and conclusion, OpenQM provides a powerful and robust management platform. It's based on the idea to integrate well-known and common data center management utilities and projects within a single management user interface. It's doing this by the concept of separating the data center into modules and arranging those modules by the help of virtual environments and their configuration parameters. It's fully pluggable. This means the server itself has provides an API where users and developers can simply hook in and integrate their own utils into OpenQM. It has lots of hooks. That means in every event of OpenQM, you can hook a plugin call inside and run a random a custom script for maybe needed for your special tool you want to integrate. And so it makes developers' life very easy. Yeah, OpenQM itself, it's all about rapid, automated and rapid deployment. And we made this virtualization layer inside OpenQM to conform the different types of virtualization so that the system administrator may choose at any time to run a specific server image on a physical machine today, within a Xen virtual machine tomorrow, in a VMware partition the day after, moving to Linux vServer and next day maybe moving back to physical machine, without any changes on the server images, and nor hassling with configuration files of the different virtualization technologies. Yeah, it's very flexible and scalable. It has lots of provides lots of automatism by itself. For example, it automatically can scale up and down clusters by adding nodes or removing nodes, and it more or less adapts to any environment. This is how you find OpenQM on the net. I think I'm a bit fast, right? I'm sorry about it. Okay. Let me see. Was running a bit too fast. Maybe there are already some questions coming up in your mind. Yeah, I would like to say a bit more about this concept of appliance-based deployment. This is what we think will happen more and more the more we move to virtualization, because then a server image or a server is always just a piece of a big file or a big file on a storage server, which is going to be brought up by the virtualization host. And we are trying with OpenQM to provide exactly this mechanism also for physical servers, meaning you have all your server images on a high available storage, and you can rapidly deploy those images to any of the existing either physical or virtual machines. And yeah, the abstraction itself is conforms physical and virtual machines. So you just have a list of available systems in OpenQM which are available for deployment. They are either from type physical machine or from type virtual machine. For the system administrator, there's no difference. Yeah, of course, this all should help the system administrator to always select the virtualization type which fits best to his application, and of course the possibility to move from from physical machines to virtual machines easy, and also to move from virtual machine to virtual machines of a different type. So I'm not sure. If you're trying today to move a VMware server image to a Xen virtualization host, there are lots of manual things you need to do. First, you need to extract the root file system from the VMDK. You need to create a new Xen image, and you need to create the Xen configuration files. All this you won't need with OpenQM because of this generic deployment layer based on NetBOOTY. I'm done so far. I'm sorry. I was running a bit too fast. I thought it lasts longer. Yeah, you have a question over there? The question was how we are talking to the servers or the partitions in case we want to manage them, like reboot, shutdown, or so on. In OpenQM, when we deploy a server to a physical system, it automatically runs a small daemon, which is a remote execution daemon. It is doing an IP authentication. It means it allows the OpenQM server to run administrative commands on the deployed system. For virtual machines especially, we map the administrative commands, like reboot, shutdown, to the virtualization host. That means if I'm running reboot on a Xen virtual machine, it goes to the host and runs XM reboot. Sorry, again, please. No, not really. No, not really. It's a really deployment system, which does not control your virtualization hosts on the host itself, but from a remote. Yeah, over there. We implemented this in the base server, but you can of course change this behavior by additional plugin which interacts with the resource allocation in OpenQRM. In general, OpenQRM monitors the resources it is managing, and for clusters especially, you can configure a virtual environment as a cluster, and then you can set the maximum number of nodes, the minimum number of nodes, and if it should scale automatically. It means OpenQRM measures the loads on the whole cluster, and if it's loaded very high, it will add nodes up to the maximum number of nodes. And if the load goes down again, it will remove these nodes again, and you can use them for different purposes. Does this answer your question? Okay. So we also support just a few more words about the clustering option in OpenQRM. We support shared file system images. That means you can deploy a cluster with two or more nodes, which are using the same root file system. This is good for example, you have a single point of updates and patches, for example, and you don't lose so much disk space on your storage for having one file system per node in your cluster. Especially when it comes to very big clusters, this is a great advantage. Any other question here, over there? Yeah, we currently work with NetApp. We support the an own storage type based on LVM2, which is using standard Linux NFS and the Enterprise iSCSI target, which is also open source. In general, it can OpenQRM can work with more or less any storage vendor providing an NFS or an iSCSI interface. No problem. Some more questions? Mm-hmm. Yes, OpenQRM, the question was if we provide also utilities to create images or capture existing servers and transfer them to server images. Yes, OpenQRM provides utilities to either manually capture, like with a script, capture an existing server, transfer to your storage server, then it can be used as a server template, or it can be deployed directly. There's also an automatic image capturing feature in OpenQRM, so you just can netboot your existing server. It will appear in OpenQRM as available resource, and you can tell OpenQRM to capture the contents of this system's hard disk and create an image from it. No problem. Yes. So this is exactly this. We want to go into the same direction as we are currently moving with the virtualization, this appliance-based deployment. The possibility to have something known to work and either use this to deploy directly or clone on the fly, clone on deploy time. Yeah, depends. If it's, for example, if it's NFS root deployment, the image is a directory which cannot really be compressed. If it's iSCSI, the image is a block device which the compression takes place while transferring the iSCSI traffic. But there's not so many compression, I think. Yes, we are doing this with the local deploy method. It means if you go with local deploy, you capture the whole disk dump, and this is being transferred in a compressed way to your storage server. And when you redeploy this image to either the same or another system, it's going to be unpacked on deployment. Yeah, there's compression is used for local deploy. You can do it like you described in the second way, like deploy it, change it, recapture it. This is of course possible. We also have tools like the Puppet plugin, which can leverage your server image on deployment time. Means in the moment you deploy it, it may be a clone which is being deployed. And on the side of the resources where the server image is being provisioned, Puppet will be started automatically as a plugin service, and it will take care to leverage the configuration in its two units. And of course, if you have bigger changes, depending on the deployment method, it makes sense to deploy and recapture. With NFS root, you can simply shoot into the directory, make your changes there on the storage server itself. With iSCSI, you can connect the image and mount it and change it there. Yeah. But there are tools for to do this automatically also.